My name is Evan. I am 11 years old.
Hello, my name is Javel. I am 11 years old.
My name is Rasul. I am 12 years old.
We interviewed
Adam Salinas.
Adam Salinas on July 13th.
On July 13th, 2017.
I was born January 10th of 1983. I was to describe my childhood, I would just say it was rough in the sense that from a young age, my parents split and went their separate ways, and they decided to fight amongst each other, which caused a lot of issues and confusion for myself. I actually grew up with two other brothers. Those moments are always some of the best memories for me. So as a child, one of the things we liked to do was go about 5 miles out of the city where they grew the grapes and harvest the almonds. And we would just sling mud at each other and play in the ditches. And that's what was fun for me. So at 18, I found myself on the street and without a roof. So Uncle Sam and all his generosity said, look, we're going to give you food, clothes, an education, and we're going to pay you. All you have to do is sign here. And I found those all benefiting to me. My initial comment to the recruiter was, you know, sign me up for 20 years. You know, that sounds great. Unfortunately, you can only do about 4 to 6 years at a time. Your contract ends and then you get to sign a new contract. The military has helped me a whole lot in the sense that it's given me the strength and courage to face a lot of life's challenges, because even to this day, in academics, in my personal life, in my business life, I encounter a lot of challenges. It gave me the tools and the confidence within myself to face the challenge and overcome it. I did serve for 5 years in the Navy, and then I served 5 years in the Army. We all start out as an E1. You put in like 2 years and you can become an E2. And then you put in 2 years, you can become an E3. And then from like E4 on up, you start taking tests, and you pass those tests. You have a bunch of people who pass the test. They take like the top 10% of those test takers and move them on into the next level. So it's just time and then testings. Be aware of your actions and how it might affect other people. Maybe I didn't grow up in Pittsburgh because I'm from California, but I grew up in a very rough neighborhood of California. At a young age, I had a lot of people asking me, well, why did you do that? And I couldn't really tell them why I did that. I just did it because I wanted to. Not really thinking about the consequences, not really thinking about how it made other people feel. Today, I think about those things a lot more than I did back then. And I think the military helped me recognize that what I do will affect the next person next to me. And so I've become more cautious about my actions and my behaviors, because the last thing I want to do is hurt somebody else. And I think that just takes time. We're not all disciplined, and the military survives off of discipline. You have to listen and you have to do what's being asked of you immediately, because the next person is relying on you to do your job. Otherwise, they might die or you all might die. And so scrubbing the wall seems petty and, you know, not important, but they're teaching you small, basic, fundamental principles. And that's just to listen and do what you're told with these silly little tasks, because when it comes time for them to ask you to do an important task, they need to be able to trust that you're listening and doing what they're asking you to do. Before the military, no, I had no goals. And while I was in the military, I started thinking about progress. They always talk about make progress. And so I started questioning, well, what does that mean? What does make progress mean? And what I developed in myself was making the next rank. And after getting a degree, I started thinking about officer life versus enlisted life, your E1s and your O1s. And I realized being an officer wasn't exactly who I wanted to be or how I wanted to serve. I love being enlisted, and I have stayed enlisted. My current goals are to finish the Robert Morris University. I'm in their doctorate program, and I plan on going back into the Army within the next couple of weeks, part-time reserves, and finishing out the rest of my career, which is 10 more years. At the end of it all, I hope to be a park ranger out in the forest, maybe California, and giving back to the community wherever I can.